In the terms of flesh and blood, she had his soul in her hand.
My resolve has never weakened, but you've strengthened it, Jedi. Again, you earn your enemies.
If she'd never learned to convert pain, loss, and anger into action, she would have died a long time ago. She turned to go back to the battle, reinvigorated. The comlink bleeped again. She responded, and the empty air in front of her was filled with a hologram of Dooku.
I hear Kenobi's forces have arrived, Asajj.
We're dealing with it.
Have you recovered the hut yet?
You know I haven't, she thought. I'd have told you the second I did. Skywalker still has him, but we'll take his ship before he leaves the Teth system.
You know the stakes.
Dooku never sounded angry. He was always quietly understated, but she knew he was furious in his own way.
It's not enough to create enmity between Jabba and the Republic now. He needs a reason to be seen to reward us with sole access to the Outer Rim. We have to be the ones who rescue the child.
I understand, Master. My challenge, though, is stopping Skywalker without harming the hut. The Jedi have been carrying the child at all times, so I'm dealing with a living shield. Normally, that would mean nothing, and I would regard the innocent as collateral damage. But in this case, I can't.
Then you need to think more laterally, and faster. Dooku out.
Ventress stared at the empty air where the hologram had been and swallowed her resentment.
Remember, this is the man who won't train me as a Sith. This is the man who's happy to use my skills for Sith ends, but won't let me join the club.
They had common objective, but he wasn't on her side. She was the hired help. She reminded herself of the ramifications of that. But there was no point obeying blindly. She was the commander on the ground, only she knew the situation. If Skywalker managed to hand that hut over to a Republic warship, and that was now his best option, she stood little chance of preventing the hutlet being returned to his father. She paused to transmit new orders to the vulture droids.
If unable to prevent Skywalker from docking with enemy warship, override order to preserve the hostage and destroy the Twilight.
She had no other option. That was the last resort. In that brief, quiet moment, she felt someone coming closer in the Force. A brash fanfare of a presence. She took a lightsaber in each hand and hefted the hilts to focus herself before activating the blades.
Master Kenobi,
she said, not looking up for a few moments.
You're late. Never keep a lady waiting.